Edge, 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
You can give us a call and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on, like I said, the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Yes, I know there's not a lot of live programming out on Sunday nights. It's kind of a wasteland in the talk radio world, but we on Free Talk Live provide you with programming, not just on Sunday nights, but 7 days a week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and we're happy to do it. So you can just call at 855-450-FREE, or you can go to freetalklive.com, and you can get involved in the show that way. We've got a way for you to share stories or videos or blog posts or whatever you want. Put it right up there on the website. People will vote it up, vote it down. You can do the same with theirs. It's freetalklive.com, 855-450-FREE. So, Brian, there's a strange story that came out this week.
Very strange.
Apparently, George W. Bush has a penchant for making some kind of portraits of himself in the nude.
Yeah, this is from the RT, and this is actually kind of a follow-up story to that story which came out earlier this week. And it's Secret Service on the hunt after Bush president's, was hacked.
He was hacked.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Smoking Gun website has published a series of personal photographs that they say were obtained after a hacker who uses the online moniker Guccifer, or maybe Guccifer, breached the AOL email account of Dorothy Bush Coach.
The AOL email?
Yeah, that's what
I said. Do you know anybody who still uses AOL?
First thing I thought.
Yeah.
So for those that don't know, there's a prejudice against people who have AOL email accounts that they are that they're running in the slow lane on the internet the information superhighway.
Right, that's a great way of putting it.
You know, that the most that they do online is to check their email and perhaps the weather and maybe go someplace and find some recipes.
You've got mail.
It's just
pretty good.
I don't think AOL even gives out new email addresses.
I don't know even what kind of state since they merged with Time Warner. It's kind of there. I don't know.
It's in a nether world, but there's so many other better ways to get one's mail.
Yeah, it's one tier below Yahoo mail addresses.
Yeah, it's probably not the most secure way of. Yeah, well, Yahoo's gotten better.
Better than AOL.
No, Marissa Meyer.
I don't know. I mean, I have an old Yahoo account that I keep there because I don't want to get rid of it. And I think that's kind of like how people feel with AOL accounts.
Yeah, maybe.
That they're like, well, mine says, it's my first name and last name at AOL.com. That's a nice short thing. What's wrong with that?
Sure.
It's worked. It's served me fine for the last 14 years. Why would I get rid of it?
Yeah, exactly.
And I kind of understand the sentiment. It can be difficult to to get rid of one of these old things online. I've still got an account from Yahoo, like I said, that I've had for 8 or 9 or 10 years. It's attached to my PayPal. And what do you do? How do you do it?
Sure. I mean, 15, 20 years ago, if my email address wasn't attached to, like, an ISP, which I had to leave various times, I'd probably keep the same one. So that's not too crazy. But I definitely, if I was having secure information, I would not be using AOL to send emails. Yahoo, for that matter.
Well, Sarah Palin. You probably should use the Onion router with Mozilla Firefox, the Mozilla Thunderbird with the...
Or there's even, when you go through the Onion router, when you go through Tor, there's actually toremail.com, and that's a great way to use it. Anyway, with the story...
By the way, Sovereign Tech, Brian has his own tech podcast. This is why he knows.
Yeah, I am somewhat of a tech authority. Sovereign Tech, S-O-V-R-Y-N. Well, I don't know if I'm an authority, but...
I don't think anybody can be.
No.
All you can do is know bits and share those bits.
Literally no bits, ones and zeros.
And that's it. I mean, I don't think Leo Laporte, who's probably one of the bigger names out there and sort of the media, what's he know? He's going to research things likely before he talks about them.
Oh, yeah, but he is pretty good at it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I really like him as a radio host, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, Brian's podcast is Sovereign Tech, S-O-V-R-Y-N Tech. Yep. Tumblr.com.
So tell me about George Bush's naked pictures.
Okay, so they got into the AOL account of Dorothy Bush Coach, the daughter of former U.S. President George H.W. Bush, and at least five others.
That's George Bush's sister?
Yeah, I don't know if it's...
Yeah, it'd have to be. It's his,
the daughter
it's
of
dad's
HW.
Daughter.
Right, daughter, right, yeah, so it's a sister.
Sister exactly. Or half-sister, but I don't think that, I think, you know, Herbert Walker has probably been married to, I don't remember,
Barbara?
For
yeah.
His whole life.
Yeah. And on Friday morning, the Associated Press quoted a spokesperson for the 42nd president as saying a criminal investigation into the incident has been launched. Speaking to ABC News, Secret Service spokesman Ed Donovan confirms that his agency is conducting a probe as well. Representatives for Mr. Bush's son, fellow former President George W. Bush, have been hesitant to comment on the report, though. And Houston FBI spokeswoman Shauna Dunlap tells the AP, "We do not confirm or deny the existence of any investigation." Go figure. according to what has been released by the Smoking Gun so far, however, both former presidents are directly linked to the hack.
So they, you know, tell me about the pictures. I want to know about the pictures.
Yeah, I'm not sure if this article gets into it, but the three pictures they've confirmed so far is that...
That were... Okay, so this is even weirder, because now it was in his sister's email.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
it's not
and five
city?
Others, so who knows whose email is. He's sending these pictures around. And I know
okay,
at
so
least...
The pictures, yeah.
The three pictures, one is of him in the shower, nude. These are all nude. The other is of
now,
him...
Now, when you say nude, do you mean, like, his parts are showing? Or do you just mean that he doesn't have any clothes on and a portion of him has been taken? I mean, it's... I'll give you... It's weird to take pictures of yourself in the shower just from the, you know, the chest up and send it to your relatives. I would call that strange behavior for a man. But it would be... You know, it's another magnitude of strange to go ahead and take full body naked pictures in the
right.
shower
yeah.
and send them to your upper class.
Your sister's
yeah, well,
email.
Right. I just want to get out the other two before I make a quick yeah. comment on that. But the other one is it was him in the bathtub, you know, like in like kind of a garden tub, I guess. And then the third one is the really odd one. It's him. He's naked. He's hunched over a little church.
In any of these pictures, is he covering one eye?
I don't know. I've yet to see the picture. Please don't get me started. But in any case, you know, I don't have any problem. I think these pictures are, you know, whatever. I'd get paintings of me done nude. I could care less. But I'm not a conservative. He is. He's right. The grand defender of American Christianity and the defender of Israel. And he's pulling off this stuff. I mean, that's what makes it so strange, in my opinion, and the fact, of course, that it went to his sister.
What was that Bible camp movie that that came out?
Oh,
Jesus
the kids
camp.
Were
Jesus
worshiping
camp.
George
Jesus
Bush.
Camp. Yeah, where the cardboard stand-up, yeah. And they're just laying hands over it and speaking in tongues or something.
Yeah.
It wasn't Hebrew, I can tell you that.
Well, strange behavior.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have a sister, but if I did, I would not feel compelled to send her pictures of me naked.
Right.
You know, and... I don't. It's just
maybe it represents him being born again.
Is this megalomania? I mean, because that's what it feels like to me. You know, it feels to me like you know these great leaders getting stone carvings of themselves and granite done or marble.
Yeah.
You know, with togas over them. I just.
Well, I mean, in I think it's in Austin, Texas, where there's that huge. You know, for George H.W. Bush, there's
the
a statue. No, there's a statue, and it, like, it's a circle around, and then and it even has that quote about him wanting a new world order and all mm-hmm. that stuff. So, I mean, it's not like, well, you know, the apple fell far from the tree. No, Daddy Bush seems to enjoy having, you know, his name up in lights, too, or being praised.
They all do have
praised.
Their own library, too.
Yeah.
There's a presidential library for every president.
Yes. I imagine George W. Bush.
Which at least
Bush
other people can use, right? I mean, is it like yeah. a library or is it this some kind of shrine? I don't
think
know.
It's more like a shrine to them.
I've never been to one of them and, you know, don't really yeah. have any interest. I don't even know what people use libraries for anymore, frankly.
I would love to see the quote section for George
to check
W.
check their
Bush's.
AOL email addresses, Mark.
To get it out of the cold.
Yeah.
Some place to take a bath in the washroom. I don't know. It's all just very strange behavior, and it just to me it just kind of confirms what my biases are about presidents, which is anybody who's capable of actually making it to the office is the kind of person emotionally, mentally, and psychologically that you don't want there. Like, you just don't want them there.
I would agree with you wholeheartedly.
And, you know, obviously the press protects these people in some way, shape, or form, but, you know, thank God for the Internet and the hackers.
Go hackers.
You know, they're pulling the curtain back and showing the man behind the curtain. That's who's behind the curtain, the man.
That's right. Wizard of Oz is out.
855-453, Free Talk Live.
you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger Safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
That is the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-453 for Valentine's Day. It's a really good idea to, get some fresh candies, handmade, with all-natural ingredients from statelesssweets.com. They have gift certificates and memberships that you can give for Valentine's Day. They've gotten all the orders they can handle for Valentine's Day itself for candy, but they can still give gift certificates and these monthly memberships. And the monthly memberships are great. They have different size memberships, and they will send you a different amount of candy on a monthly basis, all different kinds. And it's a great way to try out all the different delicacies they have at statelesssweets.com.
Don't forget the paleo section.
I was going to just mention it. They have, not only do they have, you know, your sort of regular candy made with real sugar and honey and those kind of things, but they've got paleo and diabetic-friendly options. Tell me what kind of paleo versions they have.
So I had these chocolate orange stevia sweetened chocolates, and they were really good.
Yes, they were.
Yes, I really like them. I think Jillian is playing around with the recipe, and she actually sent me another batch to taste test, but I'm going to give her my feedback on those first. But I like the stevia sweetened ones better. But let's see. They have all kinds of other things, and she's been rolling new paleo things out like every week. So I don't even actually know all the stuff that she has up there right now. But
that's,
I was
right,
happy with what I had.
Jillian's rolling, and the store-bought candy's hating. So go to statelesssweets.com. That's statelesssweets.com. Let's get straight into the phone calls here with Dave calling in from Honolulu. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
The Liberty Forum's coming up. One of the guests is Cory Doctorow.
That's right.
And I've read some of his books, and some of it was sort of interesting. But then I read Little Brother.
I read that one, too.
I really loved that.
Yeah.
It had a good story, but it also taught you a lot about what's possible with technology and the sort of sneaky things that the state is up to. And I was just wondering if you guys liked that book, or if you thought the propaganda was a little too heavy-handed. I was tempted to go out and buy copies for everybody I know, and then I decided that was just kind of overdoing it. But
I really enjoyed it. You know, maybe it is. Maybe the propaganda is too heavy-handed. I can't say I tend to like it when they tell us, you know, tell the story in a way that I enjoyed. Brian, have you read the story?
I have not, but now I most certainly will. So
it's basically a real quick synopsis of it. It is, by the way, you can hear our interview with Cory Doctorow by going to guests.freetalklive.com, where we interview him about this book, Little Brother. And Little Brother is the opposite of Big Brother, right? That's the, you know.
Or a companion to Big Brother. Right?
Well, no. Little brother is the opposite. Big Brother is watching you from the government. Little Brother is, you know, basically, as I understood the story, Little Brother was the people watching the government. So, you know, that's the opposite there. Anyway, I thought it was a really, really great story. It was empowering towards youth. You know, I felt like I learned a little something about technology. Not that I ever took anything away from it. I just felt like I learned stuff. And, you know, I really enjoyed it. I think it's probably dated. Now with the kind of technology, because it's probably 5 years old, but it's great.
But he's got a sequel coming out called Homeland,
mm-hmm.
So I'm really looking forward. Actually, it just came out last week, I think, so I'm looking forward to that.
Well, I'll check that one out as well.
Another one of his books called Pirate Cinema, which is sort of Little Brother in London, but more about copyright stuff. So the protagonist is a video pirate, kind of. He makes mashups and stuff, and that one's a little more alternate history, because things are, I think, maybe I don't know what's going on in England, but it seems a bit more imaginative and less based on exactly what's happening now and what could happen if things went bad.
So, Dave, you're coming all the way from Hawaii for the Liberty Forum?
Oh, I wish.
Okay.
I was trying to work that out, but then it didn't quite work out, so maybe next time.
All right. Well, we'll be looking for you.
This summer at the whatchamacallit.
The Pork Fest?
We'll call it the Pork Fest.
Porcupine Freedom Festival.
The Porcupine
Freedom
Festival.
By the way, they just opened up the registration for that.
Dave, thanks for the call.
PORCFEST.com, porkfest.com.
That's right.
I'm going to be there.
Register. But Liberty Forum is coming up, I think, in 2 weeks, thereabouts.
I'm going to be there, too.
Yeah, I'll be there.
February the 21st through the 24th at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire. This is a large gathering of liberty-oriented folks going to see some speeches and doing a little business and mingling. There should be hundreds of people there. And it's I find it to be, you know, really exciting and fun place to be. And maybe you will find the same there. Not only will Cory Doctorow be there, but Jeffrey Tucker, Declan McCullough, and Tom Woods. So there's going to be some big names doing their speechifying at the Liberty Forum, and you can go get tickets at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That again, freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Use coupon code FTL2013 to get 10% off. It's a really, really low price for this event, so don't let the price keep you away from going to Liberty Forum. Travel, you know, that's your problem. But freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Let's go to Annie in St. Louis. Annie, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you guys doing?
All's well.
Hi, Annie.
Hi.
You caused quite a stir. Annie, you caused quite a stir last week, or you brought up a topic that caused quite a stir.
About the Illuminati.
Uh-huh.
Well, when you were talking about those pictures, the GW pictures.
Yeah.
Brian probably knows something about this. I mean, anybody who, like, anybody that would send their sister naked pictures on the, of themselves, I mean, you kind of have to understand that all those people are interrelated. I mean, it's like if you actually trace, like, Clinton and Obama and the Bushes, and they're all related.
Yeah, there is the theory out there that they, like, pretty much engage in incestuous you know, relations, and that
is that sort of like second cousins kind of incestuous?
Or no, like straight on, you know. And I mean, the worst that you can think of, and you know, be it like mom. I mean, who knows? You know, it's all speculation. It is unfortunately a lot of speculation. There are some, like, I mean, you can follow some birth certificates, I suppose, to where you know, you can track to see who's sleeping with who. But the idea that they have to keep their bloodlines pure, which people say today that sounds crazy, but you know. 400 years ago, that wasn't crazy. That was called monarchy.
Yeah, just normal.
Yeah, that was absolutely normal.
And I think that's why all the royals are ugly.
Well, they're bringing in some new blood now, and I've got to say the last, the most recent generation of royals is not so bad looking.
Right.
The boys, yeah. The Diana's boys are not ugly, ugly individuals. But
no, they're not. But I think that, you know, that just is so icky. Like,
it's icky.
You know, that. Yeah,
sending your sister naked pics is icky, and I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not really naked pics. It's a painting of himself nude, but it's still icky. I agree.
Yeah.
I just don't want people to
make Annie, thank you for the call. It's weird.
Yeah. Very weird.
So you've got the picture
here?
I've got
more about this, yeah.
You know, I didn't research
enough. I've got critiques from actual artists of his paintings.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Naked pics, what do you think? 855-450-FREE.
Yeehaw.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
$455-453. That is the toll-free call-in line here, brought to you by SACL CAI on the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Brian
and Stephanie.
855-453. We were just talking about bitcoins in the last segment, and they've been on an incredible bull run. It's difficult to even imagine that they're not going to take some kind of dive after running. They're up like 24 was the last.
Yeah, the market really should correct itself eventually here, but
We'll see.
That doesn't mean it's not valuable. That actually just proves how valuable it is.
I think that what it shows is that people are accepting, more and more businesses are accepting bitcoins, more and more people are using them.
Yep.
That there are all kinds of online services that you can buy with bitcoins, and there's lots of people that are using them for gambling. I hear that it's huge in Southeast Asia and getting bigger all the time. And once it hits that kind of acceptance curve, there's really nothing that's going to stop it. And you need to find out about bitcoins. They've hit all the major news outlets. You need to understand what they are, and you need to educate yourself. And the best place to start is bitcoin.freetalklive.com. We've got a bunch of links there for you, and you can begin your Bitcoin research and journey. They are an online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency made for the Internet. They allow you to send and receive money without having to pay any fees. That in and of itself, huge. And they give you complete control of your own money. So it's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. So we found these pictures during the break. And I've got to say, it sounds like the Internet is having a heyday at George Bush's expense.
Right. So I've got I've been doing some research on this over the break and a little bit in the last segment. I hadn't seen these pictures. I just kind of heard about the hack.
I did, too. I saw the headline and and the stories about them.
And it sounds really weird. It's like,
much ado about nothing.
Pictures? What the hell are they talking about?
Right.
So we actually looked at the pictures. There's three of them that are going around. One of them is Bush. It's clearly him. It's a gray-haired man with his face is in a reflection in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
He's standing in a shower with his back toward the viewer.
Yeah.
And it shows him only from the waist up, and you see, like, one of his arms.
Mm-hmm.
And then his face is in a shaving mirror reflecting
back. It doesn't show his buttocks?
No.
No.
So this is not really a nude picture, although it's depicting him nude.
Yes.
Because he doesn't have
his clothes. He's without clothing on.
This
is a little weird.
Mm-hmm. The shower is running, but he's not getting wet. Like, he's standing just outside of the shower,
mm-hmm.
or just outside of the stream of water falling down. So there's that one. Then there's another one where it's him in the bathtub, and he's painting it from his own perspective. So, like, as though he is looking at his legs and his feet in the bathtub.
Yeah.
And his knees and his
toes
are sticking out of the water, but the bathtub is filling up, so the water is running. So he's sitting in a bathtub that's filling up, and there's a white towel hanging on the wall, and then that's pretty much it. The third one is a photograph of George W. Bush hunched over a easel, and he's painting a church. So when Brian said it was him nude hunched over a church, I think that was like a little...
Yeah, I misspoke, but I mean...
Well, this is what the internet described it to you as, right?
Yeah.
Well, right, but I mean, you know, he misspoke about WMDs.
I see there's a joke coming here.
That's Brian, thank you. So, yeah, that was him actually painting a church.
So you lied and nobody died, is that what you're trying to say?
That's right. I mean, I have the moral high ground here.
We've heard your sins, Brian. Yeah, basically these pictures, two of them are self-portraits with a theme of cleansing or, you know, self-cleansing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the third one is a church. And there's kind of like a lot of analysis going on. A lot of people are saying, like, you know, what does this mean about his subconscious and stuff like that?
Oh, God.
There have been a lot of people, well, I don't think it's out of this world. I mean, obviously it's all speculation, but
it's
kind of interesting that he's got two self-portraits that involve, you know, a bath and a shower.
That is strange.
You know, that maybe perhaps he's feeling guilty about some of the things that he did when he was in office, right?
It could be.
I still feel like, though, that this is totally out of place for a Christian conservative. It is absolutely out of place. I don't think there's any other way to really say that. However innocent maybe these things are, it is just odd.
Well, I think that self-portraits themselves are, you know, I mean, you're really strange behavior, you know? I mean, like,
if you make a self-portrait, people are going to psychoanalyze it, you know?
Yeah.
They're
going to psychologize you.
Yeah.
So, and the internet is doing exactly that. I mean, there are lots of people actually saying that the picture of him in the bathtub with the white towel as the bath is filling up represents waterboarding. And that he's, you know, imagining himself being waterboarded or something like
that. Yeah, you know, but like with the shower where he sees himself in the mirror, that's disconcerting because if I was to initially at face value psychoanalyze that, I would instantly think that he can look himself in the mirror. and that's crazy. That is absolutely crazy.
You know, I think that these analyses have more to do with the person who's analyzing than they do with the person who's being analyzed.
That's fair.
I mean, we don't have the sum total of his work. I think that to me, what it says is anybody who's willing to, do self portraits. It's a big step. It's a big thing to do. Now I say that this guy doesn't have enough to do. Like, he's, you know, you're painting, really, you're painting. You know,
I wonder why Hitler painted. He was quite the artist.
Was that so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, he was going to be a professional artist, and he got like negative feedback on his work, and that's like some people blame that for him going into politics. You know, becoming Hitler.
Looks like we might have some news coming in here. Lauren, calling in from Ohio. Lauren, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, not news, just a caller in my opinion. Hey, so this shooter in California, oh please, trauma-based mind control and more police state. What
the
are
cop?
They doing?
What? Sure, trauma-based?
Are you talking about
mind control? Okay,
are you talking like Operation Mocking? Are you talking about Operation Mockingbird?
No, I'm talking about, you've got a black guy who was concerned about somebody getting kicked in the head to the point where he lost his job and was run out of the, you know what I mean? And now all of a sudden he's going to turn so evil that he's going to kill innocent people. That's what they want. They need this. I mean, look what they've done to this society. People can't even think anymore.
Who?
Facts and truth don't matter.
Who's
it's
they?
It's all feelings. Feelings.
Wait, hold on. So can you explain who you're talking about? Who's done this?
Well, I mean, who did the... Think about the last four shootings. The Aurora, Colorado, the Sandy Hook, the shooting at the temple, and the Fort Hood shooting.
Okay.
What do all of those things have in common? Multiple shooters. But
they're
what does the media present?
Being blown up by the media?
Well, no, the media just lies. They just okay. don't tell the truth.
I don't feel comfortable saying they were definitely, you know, I don't really know, and I haven't looked
well,
into
no,
it that much.
My point. You should know. If the news
no,
told
I shouldn't.
The news, you would know.
Oh, okay.
But, I'm just like a mom that has time to listen to pay attention.
What
For
do you
instance,
mean by mine?
I was home the day of the Oklahoma City bombing, so I saw on the TV when they wheeled out the extra bombs, when they had the robot go over. Okay, so nobody can tell me there weren't multiple bombs there.
Okay,
but what's
the mind control?
Lauren,
what's the mind control you were referencing?
Well, the mind control is to get people to think, oh, this could be your neighbor, this could be your friend, this could be somebody you know.
Okay, so you're not saying they're doing like actual, they're
just
trying to rule by fear. Lauren, is that what you're saying? They're just trying to rule by fear? You're not saying like they're actually actively mind controlling people?
Oh, no. I mean, they obviously actively mind control people. This stuff, this isn't secret. You could know, it's kind of like the chemtrails and the harp towers. You could know about it.
Those are not obvious to me.
Well, no. And I understand that. I came from where you are. I mean, I was a left liberal. I was, you know.
I'm not a left liberal.
I sure was. Excuse me. I voted for Clinton.
I'm saying I'm not. You said you came from where I am.
I was
okay.
that lost. I was that ignorant. I had that little information in terms of the facts of what is happening. HARP is not something nobody can look up. These are military. I mean, Alex Jones had the colonel that commands the HARP unit on.
I understand people say that HARP controls weather and that HARP like mind controls people. I get that, but there's just not enough evidence.
There are things
that HARP can be used for that it's not being used for. It could have been used for 10 years ago to find Bin Laden instantaneously,
okay,
and it didn't happen.
Him instead of this is an act. All the world's a stage and every man a player. This is all fake. I mean, this is just verisimilitude. It's the appearance of truth.
There's just not enough basis of fact for a lot of those.
Lauren,
well,
thank you for the call.
The
I appreciate the call. It's got to go to the break. 855 450 free. Free Talk Live. Your call next. 855 450 free.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features, and corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can give us a call and talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. It's Mark with you.
And Brian of the Trilateral Commission.
It's Stephanie.
Oh, boy.
Excuse me.
Brian's going to be off next week.
I didn't mean to let that slip.
He's got the Bilderberg meeting to attend.
That's right. You got to be off. You better be here next week. 855, 450 free. So, you know, I mean, to some extent, I understand why people are tempted to put together events like, these things we see on the news, these shooters situations. But, you know, I mean, does no one have the ability to go off and go crazy and kill people on their own? I mean, are they all interconnected? Or is it all some kind of CIA plot or something?
Yeah, I mean, no one's asking the bigger question, and Alex Jones certainly isn't asking these questions. Is this because of childhood trauma, not mind control? Just childhood trauma, or is this guy in California? Is he just acting like Batman with killing included, unfortunately?
He's a lot, seems a lot like Batman.
Sure.
Let's go to Bill in Massachusetts. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mark.
Hey.
That last woman that called in, she seemed a little bit worked up and whatnot, but, to me, with my research, she's down the right path. She might...
Are you on some kind of speakerphone, Bill?
It's really the only one I have when I turn it off. I did just turn the volume down.
Go on with what you wanted to say.
Well, the current state of affairs can be traced back to Operation Paperclip, and it's a well-known declassified
project. Right, which is where they brought out the Nazi scientists over.
The Nazi scientists and pharmaceutical companies and scientists all were taken on board, and which founded the CIA, and really everything, world events have been all covert since then, and people think that the intelligence agencies are like separate and warring against each other, but realistically, they are all just tentacles of the ruling elite.
Well, you know, here's the question, Bill. Here's the problem I have with that. Operation Paperclip is absolutely real. No doubt about that. They brought over Wernher von Braun. I mean, you go down the list of names that they brought over here. But here's where I take issue is that every Nazi technology that those scientists brought with them is out there. And it wasn't out. It didn't take 50 years for it to come out. It came out within 10 years. Just like the American rocket program that NASA has been using is a Nazi. They might as well have just just ripped off the swastikas off the rockets. Okay, it's the same thing. There was no American rocket program.
Yeah.
As well as all the medical science, all the terrible, terrible killing that the Nazis did to people to get medical knowledge, that's half of what our medical books are based on today. So I don't think that there's that much secrecy that came out of Operation Paperclip.
You're totally missing the point.
What's the point?
Even before then, all of the intelligence agencies were one. So the Western financiers had their hands in that manipulating the whole thing. And that's the mind control that the woman was talking about. Mind control isn't a white van or radio waves. It's really just an educational system and process to set a way of thinking in society where the TV was definitely invented.
Okay, now there may be something to that. There may be something to what you're saying, but I interpreted that she was talking about like Operation Mockingbird where...
No, that's just a different step in the process where... The banker-controlled scientists that were doing all of that just jumped off of one host, a bunch of fleas, and jumped onto the new host, the U.S., and just kept a program going. Eugenics, which is basically what the whole thing...
Now, wait a second. Before you go on, if this is controlled by some kind of elite, why in the world would they have to jump from one host to another? Why wouldn't they their host and drive it on through?
This is really the Federal Reserve Bank owners that do all of this, and they have been using different countries and divide and conquer just throughout history. I mean, I don't know where you guys live to be able to just disconnect all of these connected things.
No, I can connect all these connected things, but I don't connect it. I don't connect it with banks. I don't
just totally just go blank. And have no way.
No. Because I'm not blank. I connect it with religions. All this stuff comes from religions. All the symbolism, all these things, it all comes from one singular religion. Every religion on the planet Earth comes from one single religion. I just don't point the finger at government. I don't point the finger at all these other places. I can put it together.
You can't point to that government. Government is just a tool.
Government's nothing. Government's nothing. Religion is the thing that makes good people do bad things.
These same folks just used religion as an early society control tool before they had the advances of television and technology. I mean, it's the same folks.
But television's diminishing in its influence. I mean, people aren't watching television. But do you understand how you're claiming that these people are like world-controlling elites, and you're saying they lose their grasp all the time?
And then, if we're not complying, how are we being blind if we're not complying with globalism?
To you.
This doesn't make any sense.
It does make complete sense if you study it, and all of it's completely connected, and you guys completely can't connect it. It's wonderful.
No.
Millions
of people listen to the show over time.
And all of them are not complying
basically calling us names and saying that we're not capable of making these connections, could you try to explain them to us?
Improvement and declassified, and people point them right to your face, and you still disconnect them. It's wild.
All right, Bill, what do we do? What do we do?
Listen to Alex Jones, right? Like, just go ahead and do Alex Jones's show. I mean, why in the world do we need other radio programs if you could just repeat Alex Jones 24 hours a day?
I don't have to repeat Alex Jones. Alex Jones didn't come up with any of this information. All he does is interview every single world leader, every single leaker, every single whistleblower. He interviewed Robert Bowman, who was head of Star Wars, who I met in Greenfield, Mass. At Greenfield's Market. Or Pete Inger did a seminar for freedom there. I mean, he said this is all true also. I mean, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Baum, okay, the head of Star Wars under Bacon. I was in the same room with him.
Well, just because, look, right. I've been in the same room as the president, it doesn't make me, it doesn't mean anything.
Exactly. All right. No, listen, here's what I know, is that there are real heroes in this world. There are people that are moving to New Hampshire every day, coming here to do something about liberty, and because they don't understand all this stuff, whether it's true or not, does not mean, if you just waste all your time looking into this business, okay, and going saying you have to have this understanding or you're blind or you're not doing the right thing, that's a crock. Because the people that are coming here all the time are doing the absolute right thing. They're putting their money where their mouth is, which is a lot more than any conspiracy theorist I've ever met has done.
Alex Jones has done way more than you guys.
Nonsense.
Then why listen to our show and why call in?
I like what Alex Jones did on the TV. Make no mistake, I enjoyed that. But to say that somehow he's like some kind of leader or he's done more, no, I won't have it.
He's not a leader. You don't.
He said that. He said that.
Well, he's been in it for 14 years.
Yeah, well, we've been in it for 10, Bill, and we're on more radio stations than he's on.
That doesn't matter.
Well, it shows the level of acceptance of our message, doesn't it?
Bill, the thing you're saying to us is that if you don't get all this stuff, you're not getting what's going on. But my point is that there's people who are doing something about this. They are taking action right now, today, and they don't understand this stuff. They don't have to understand it to take
proper
action.
Their actions don't matter. They're dumb. They haven't done their research. Their actions don't matter.
No, but if you go up against a whole SWAT team full of people at the G3, not knowing how the G3 guys got there in black, completely stifling liberty.
Tyranny is tyranny. You don't have to know where it comes from.
I've never gone up against anybody at G3. What is G3?
It's a financial global...
No, that's G20.
Well, G3, the number after the G is how many countries are taking part in it.
Right, but I mean, it's been a long time since it's been G3.
I see Luke Prodowski down there. He knows that they're going to rubber bullet them, that liberty's over. I mean, they just rubber bullet you. Okay?
But to take action, you have to understand all this stuff. That's my problem, Bill. I just don't believe that for a second.
I connected all the dots because
good for you.
People have been manipulating the numbers are ours. They're easy to look up.
But so, Bill, let me ask you this.
They can follow all the money through their tax-free foundations. They set up the tax-free foundation system so that they could put their fortunes into tax-free status.
Why do they need to? Wait, they're elites.
Just right there.
They don't have to pay taxes. It's their government. Why do they have to? I mean, what do they have to hide? I mean, it's their government. Why would they ever have? Why would they need tax-free anything? They just say we don't have to pay.
They needed to early on when there was a real illusion of liberty and freedom. You know, they needed to be more overt and write laws to do their stuff.
I appreciate the call. Thank you, Bill. 855-453 Free Talk Live.
At Granger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgranger.com or stop by a branch today. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.